You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Praise is warfare when the enemy is coming against you. Praise is how you fight. God inhabits your praise. Just like God comes in. When praises go up, blessings come down.
Join Pastor Trevor Banks at 7:45 a.m. and p.m. Monday through Friday right here on the Good News Station, WCNO.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer Century 21 All Professional for their underwriting support.
Hi, this is Ed Myers, Realtor with Century 21 All Professional and member of the National Association of Realtors. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting a home, understanding the market can be essential. I'm a Century 21 top producer, recipient of the Century 21 Presidential Award, Century 21 Centurion Award, and Quality Service Pinnacle Award. I proudly served the United States Marine Corps, and now I'm specializing in serving the Port St. Lucie, Stuart, Fort Pierce, West Palm Beach, and surrounding areas of the Treasure Coast. Real estate is the key to building long-term wealth, whether you're looking to buy, sell, or rent a home, a first-time home buyer, or an investor. Letting an experienced professional with a proven track record could make all the difference. I would love the opportunity to help you. You can reach me by phone or text at 772-342-0047. Again, that number is 772-342-0047.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzie Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
Jesus gets crucified on Passover weekend. 50 days later, the disciples are in an upper room in Jerusalem, and all of a sudden they're seeking God, and the house begins to shake, and fire falls on their head, and the wind begins to blow. Somebody ought to help me, I'm about to shout. And they begin to speak in tongues. And now the Holy Spirit comes and says, "I'm not writing my finger on stony tablets no more. I'm writing my law on the hearts of men. And you won't have to worry about what you do and what you don't do, because I've given you a spirit that is mighty to pulling down strongholds, that can overcome anything. My God, overcome anything in your life." Somebody ought to praise the Lord. My God. So from the first Pentecost to the last Pentecost, God did something that started not just a holy nation, but a holy kingdom, a counterculture kingdom that changed everything. Because it wasn't enough not just to commit adultery anymore. They said, if you did it in your heart, you did it anyway. I'm tired of writing laws on stone. I'm going to write a law on your heart. So now you don't need somebody to convict you. I'll convict you. You don't need somebody to tell you how to live. You know how to live. Ooh, I wish somebody would shout just a little bit more. Not only did he just choose a holy kingdom from a holy nation. He said, not only am I just picking out one subgroup of people, the Jewish people, but I'm going to build my kingdom out of every tribe, every tongue, every kindred, every ethnicity, every culture. I'm going to reach into and pull them into a counterculture. And it's going to be a holy kingdom. Praise the Lord. Amen. You know what that means? That means you can be from the fort and still be in the kingdom. Oh, my God. You can be from the Treasure Coast of Florida and still be in the kingdom. You can be from the Antarctic and be in the kingdom. You can be from a Muslim third world nation and still be in the kingdom of God. My God. So we need to understand that God's not trying to build a geographical kingdom. I know that messes with some of your theology. He's trying to build his kingdom in your heart. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's in your Bible. Come on now. If you don't know that, you should read your Bible. It's good. You know, it's really good to read your Bible. I've learned a lot from reading my Bible. Just don't take everybody's word for it. Touch somebody and say, you ought to read your Bible. Read your Bible. Amen. It will take you from living in a natural world to a supernatural world real quick. Praise the Lord. Listen to me. God is not declaring a holy war on everybody that doesn't agree with him. But we got Christians everywhere trying to get mad at somebody because they don't think they line up with what they think God thinks they should be. Jesus did answer their question about the kingdom. He wasn't overthrowing Rome. He was overthrowing hearts. Praise the Lord by the power of the Spirit. Amen. He said, you will receive power. Power to do what? Power to be. Power to be. Somebody shout be. You know, it's interesting to me that we used to go out street preaching back in the day and we'd take gospel tracts out. So I got the Holy Spirit on me so I can do some witnessing. No. I mean, you don't go do witnessing. You go be. You go be. Somebody shout, you go be. That means you can be a witness when you go to work tomorrow. All you got to do, come on, you're going to be a witness to something. No, you don't. You ain't listening to me. You ain't hearing me. You're going to be a witness to something. You're going to show up and be a witness to either your bad attitude or all your drama or everything going on. You're going to witness to somebody. So, Pastor, what are you talking about? Don't even act like you don't know. I read your Facebook. I know how much drama you got in your life. And you, every time you dramatize something going on in your life, you give witness to what you be. You better be careful what you put out there. Now, you ain't going to shout at me, but I'm trying to help you right now. He said you will be witnesses. Be witnesses by the way you live your life, by how much you love people, by how kind you are, by how gentle you are, by how loving you are. I about had it up to here with people calling themselves a Christian don't know how to be kind. You have no right to be unkind. You got the power living on the inside of you to be a kind person. God didn't call you to be mean and nasty. He called you to be kind and loving. Praise the Lord. That's good preaching, Pastor. That's good. Come on, praise the Lord. Amen. There's a lot of people that will never read their Bible, but they will read your life. And you give testimony about your life by what you do and what you say. You better think about that, because if you cause someone, this is what the Bible says. He said, you see that little kid right there? You cause one of them little kids to stumble, it's better that a millstone be tied around your neck and you cast into a sea. He ain't talking about a child. He's talking about Christian believers that are babies. You cause a baby Christian to fall, God says it's better for you to be choked out in the sea. You better watch what you say. Nah, yeah, come on somebody. Praise the Lord. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. So Pastor's preaching mean. I'm telling you the truth. I tell you the truth because I love you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Jesus said, I want you to know that my kingdom has come in power. Power to be loving. Power to be kind. Power to be generous. Power to be caring. Somebody shout caring. Listen, if we're going to change the Treasure Coast, it's going to come. Else's drama. People said, Pastor, how do you not get caught up in Facebook drama? I block them. There's a little feature that says block. I got about 85 people blocked on mine. I'll show you the list. It's at least 85. I just tune out some of them in my family. They say something nasty to me, I say, I don't even respond. It's like, block. I don't need to see that. Praise the Lord. Somebody said, why you block me? I said, well, why don't you clean up your Facebook? Praise the Lord. Amen. Here's what Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 14. He said, I have given them your word, and the world has hated them because they are not of the world. How many of you are not of this world? Stop acting like you're part of the world. He said, the world has hated them because they are not of the world, just as I am not of the world. And listen, this is Jesus praying for you. This is Jesus' prayer for us. This is what Jesus prays to Father God for us. I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one. They are not of the world, just as I am of the world. Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, I have also sent them into the world. And for their sakes, I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified by the truth. For everybody that is praying to get out of here and go to heaven, Jesus is praying something different. Come on. He said, I pray that you do not take them out of the world. And we're over here praying, Jesus, just get me out of this mess. Oh, God, come. Lord, come. Lord, come. Help me, Jesus. And Jesus is over here going, Lord, I pray that you keep them in the world and keep them in the world from the evil one so they can do what I've called them to do, so they can live the destiny that I put on their life. We get our priorities all messed up. You know why? Because we become self-consumed. And we make our Christian walk all about me instead of about everybody else. Praise the Lord. Amen. Whew. This is what the Bible teaches. You are in it, but you ain't of it. Touch somebody, say, you in it, but you ain't of it. You're in this world, but you're not of this world. Amen? The problem is that we've been of it, we just can't get in it.
And now we're going to take a break from the message. We will be rejoining Pastor Jason in just a moment. But first, I want to take this opportunity to tell you about Truth Church. Truth Church is located in the heart of St. Lucie County at 3891 Edwards Road in Fort Pierce. Our Sunday worship service starts at 10 a.m. Truth Church is a non-denominational Pentecostal church that has been serving our community for the last 2 years. There's a ministry for the whole family at Truth Church, whether it's our monthly senior meetings, children's church, or youth group. There's something for everyone. We've been experiencing a powerful move of God in our services, and we would love for you to come and visit with us. If you're new to the area or you're looking for a home church, we invite you to come and join us. First, you will be our guest, and then you will be our family. Truth Church, a place for the whole family.
I'm praising under open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Hurricane Irma ripped through the Caribbean, destroying some islands with up to 90% devastation, sustaining 185 mile per hour winds, making it a record-breaking hurricane. It destroyed homes, flooded cities, and killed power to millions of people. Devastating floods affected all of us here in Florida and left many people homeless. We will pray for patience, love, and guidance in this time. In Florida, we're survivors. We will rise up, rebuild, and stand together and become even stronger than we were before. So we're asking you to help us support the hurricane relief effort by texting IRMA to 772-800-2464.
We got so much world in the church today. We of the world. We got all kinds of the world Christians. And we don't even have to get in the world with truth. Some of the people in the church are just as screwed up as the people in the world. And they ain't got no power, no authority, no ability to overcome anything in their life. And God gave you everything you need to overcome. Praise the Lord. Amen. We got people in the church, they still gossip. They still backbite, jealous people. There's people in the church sitting in church, jealous and envious, upset about how somebody lives their Christian walk, judging how they judge. Give me a break. I'm sorry they don't line up to your standard of Christianity. You better let them work out their own salvation. You worry about yourself. God didn't set you up behind a big old throne in heaven trying to judge and sort out the wheat from the tares. That's his job. Your job is to love them. Your job is to get, how many know love covers? Love don't expose, love covers. Love ain't jealous. Love ain't envious. Love don't put down. No, you ain't heard me. Love goes the extra mile. Love says, smack, oh yeah, hit me on this side too. I'll do it. Praise the Lord. Come on, somebody, amen. We're not supposed to live that way. We're supposed to be steadfast, loving, caring, gentle, peaceful, working at all times to bring peace to a situation and not stir up a controversy. But today we got Christians in the church always trying to stir something up so they can feel good about their own inadequacies. We're supposed to be people full of faith, full of power, full of the Spirit of God. We're so consumed with our own little hurt feelings we can't even get up out of bed in the morning. Praise the Lord. Come on now. I got three people trying to help me. The rest of y'all getting convicted. I know. I feel it. Come on, huh? God ain't never called you to get caught up in judgment. Well, I'm supposed to discern what's evil and what's right. Yeah, for your own life. That's your job. You're supposed to let the Holy Spirit convict your own life. As far as I know, you ain't the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit convicts my life. Praise the Lord. How dare you? Look at somebody and say, how dare you? How dare you? I'm going to tell you right now, when you got the power of God living on the inside of you, you don't get caught up in prejudice. You don't get caught up in judgment. You don't get caught up in being mean. You don't get caught up in being nasty. You don't get caught up in being frustrated. You don't get caught up in being overwhelmed. You know why? Because you got the power of God living on the inside of you to get you over every hurdle, every obstacle, every problem in your life. I don't care how many people talk about you, put you down, betray you, stab you in the back. It cannot take your joy when you got the Holy Ghost living in your life. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Listen, let me just say this. It is more important as a believer to be kind than it is to be correct. I'm going to try that again. It is more important as a believer to be kind than it is to be correct. I know you think you know it all, but it's more important for you to be kind. Just touch somebody and say, be kind. Just be kind. Let's be kind. The truth is most of the time we want to correct everybody because we need correction ourselves. And what happens is the Holy Spirit convicts us and we don't always correct ourselves, so we want to fix everybody else. Y'all ain't going to shout at me, but that's all right. God did not call you to the correction ministry. He called you to the healing ministry. He said, I've called you to heal the brokenhearted, to preach the good news. Come on, somebody out there, help me. He didn't call you to correct nobody. Unless you're working at St. Lucie County Jail, then you might have a little bit of correction work to do. Praise the Lord. In the counterculture kingdom, it is never okay to be unkind. And if you are unkind, you ought to get it right away. Some of y'all need to look at each other and say, please forgive me for being unkind. I feel the Holy Ghost right there. Amen. I have read Proverbs chapter every day. I don't know how many years I do it. I have never read a proverb that says, thou shalt be unloving, thou shalt be unkind, and thou shalt be unforgiving. It really is not in your Bible. But we see it all the time. And we don't just see it in the world, we see it in the church. Praise the Lord. How are we doing back there? All right, number one. It is impossible to withdraw from the world and influence it at the same time. It is impossible to withdraw from the world and influence it at the same time. You're either going to withdraw yourself and put yourself in isolation and live in your little comfort bubble, but you will not influence the world. Are you going to influence the world? Then you're going to have to get out there in the middle of the mess. You're going to have to put your army helmet on, tighten up your wool, get your sheep teeth out, and go out in the world and say, amongst all them wolves, and look at all them wolves staring at you, hungry, trying to eat you, and just go, bah, 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 bah. The wolves are going to growl. They're going to snip at you. They're going to try to take you. Just look at them, bah. What they don't understand is you're a sheep with the Holy Ghost. That wolf take a bite out of your wool and he'll be sorry. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes it seems like we bought into the fact that if we isolate ourselves somehow, we'll never get contaminated. If I just stay away from all that stuff, if I just don't hang out with them people, if I just don't go to those places, I won't be contaminated. Well, that's foolish, because the world is contaminated everywhere you go. You might isolate yourself at your house and go, I ain't never going to go nowhere no more. I ain't going to go out to eat. I don't want to be around people in a restaurant because they're filthy heathens. I don't want to do nothing. You walk out to the mailbox and check your mail, and the mailman going to flip you a bird. Because you cannot isolate yourself. How matter how hard you try. That's what the monks tried to do in the Middle Ages. You know that, right? That's what they did. So there was only a few Christians left in the world. Everybody was dying from the plague. Nobody was serving God. Everybody was into witchcraft and warlocks and all kinds of drugs and eating mushrooms and flipping out and conquering countries. And the monks said, we can't have nothing to do with this stuff. We got to get out of here. And what they did is they started wearing robes. They stopped eating certain food. They stopped talking to people. They saved a little bowl top on top of their head. Some of them just quit speaking. For years, they wouldn't even talk. One monk built a treehouse and climbed up in the treehouse and stayed up in it for 26 years. Because he didn't want to have nothing to do with anybody in the world. Man, you got to be a mess to climb up in a tree for 26 years and live in a tree for 26 years in the middle of the Dark Ages. My God. Try not to be contaminated by the world. Listen, God did not give you a CBR suit and a little gas mask to keep you protected from sin. He gave you the Holy Spirit to walk in a messed up, drug-infected, disease-filled, tragedy-filled world with the answer that they need. That's what he gave you. And he gave you power to overcome every obstacle, every trial. Even when they make fun of you and put you down and persecute you, even when trouble comes, he gave you what you need to overcome. But God did not call us to isolation. You cannot withdraw from the world and influence it at the same time.
Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday, right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where students have time for creativity, math, and logic, where truth is taught along with history, literature, and technology, where respect is modeled by please and thank you, where innovation and leadership are fostered while planning out college and career paths. This is the future of St. Lucie Christian students. We are now enrolling kindergarten through 12th grade. Full scholarships are still available. Find out more at stluciechristian.org.
Navigating the real estate market today can get a little crazy. Ozzie Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional is here to help. Today on the Treasure Coast, the housing market is back in full force. There is a number of financing and home buyer programs. Understanding and incorporating the right program can be essential when purchasing real estate. It can also be very time-consuming and painstaking. In short, the complexities of purchasing a home in today's market can be like riding on a crazy train. Home buying doesn't have to be crazy. Ozzy Carbonell of Century 21 All Professional can help you qualify for up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. Find out how by contacting Ozzy Carbonell at 772-340-6076. Again, that number is 772-340-6076. Se habla español.
Ignite Your World True Church and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Fellowship of Churches and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Fellowship exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Fellowship of Churches. For more information on joining the Destiny Fellowship, go to destinyfellowship.tv. Like the rising sun.
In our hearts, Lord, in the nations.